Most men don't walk holy before God. They just don't walk holy. They can't touch a woman without thinking wrong things. Just almost can't do it. So I know how men think. So I've just told them, you know, don't you come up and grab hold of my wife, pull her up close, and tell her you love her in Christ. Because I don't believe that. Do you know where I'm coming from, ma'am? Do you know where I'm coming from, don't you, brother? So the best thing to do is love the women from a distance. Love them from a distance. And therefore, you don't have that problem. And men, when I say love the women from a distance, you know what? I'll tell you for sure. I know this for a fact. Every woman I ever met is always looking every man right in the eye. When she looks, she's looking him right in the eye. She never looks at him nowhere else. First place every woman looks at a man is in the eye. I mean, I've checked this out over and over with women all over the world, and it's the same with every one of them. You know why every woman looks at every man in the eye first? She wants to know where you're looking. And then if she looks at you and you're looking at her right in the eye, well, she'll either look off or she'll be comfortable. One of the two. But you know what happens? If you look at him and his eyes, and his eyes is looking somewhere where they're not supposed to be, you're very uncomfortable with that guy. Don't let him get close to me. What do you think's wrong with that guy? He's got a spirit of lust. He could never look me in the eye. He's always looking at me somewhere where he ain't supposed to be looking. And so what happens to a woman when she sees a man looking at her everywhere where he ain't supposed to look? She marks him off, doesn't she? That's right. She certainly ain't comfortable with him, is she? No, that's absolutely right. Now then, but generating soul ties between Christian brothers and sisters, this is the way we're supposed to do it here. It's just exactly what he's telling us here. With the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Next two verses. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of your mind. Now that's what we just got through talking about. Too many men, you know what the story most of the time is when I tell a woman, she said, well, I'm looking for a husband. I said, well, go to church. She said, my gosh, I did. I went with 8 different men down there and every one of them couldn't keep their hands off of me. I had to fight them like a tiger. Now, should that be the way it is with a Christian brother? Absolutely not. You know, absolutely not. But it says, walk not as the Gentiles walk. That's the way the world does things. That's not the way Christians are supposed to do it. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Now then, if you got blindness of heart, guess who blinded your heart? God did. Why did he do it? Because he knows your heart. He knows what you're thinking. Until you repent, he's not going to unblind your heart. Verse 19 and 20. Who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. Now there's two of the things you don't want to do. Lasciviousness and uncleanness. I mean, there's going to be a lot of homosexuals and there's going to be a lot of perverts that's going to be in hell. That they're going to say, but we loved our mate. No, you didn't love your mate. You lusted for your mate. Yeah. And those people that are mates, a man to a man, a woman to a woman, hey, give me a break. But you have not so learned in Christ. That's not the way God does things. Next two verses. Who being past feeling, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversations, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. You've got to get rid of that lust. Verse 23 and 24. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Now, if ever one of us could get a hold of the Word and walk in true holiness and obedience and righteousness to God's Word, guess how many of us would be sick in the body of Christ? None. There would be no sickness. We would be walking there where He told us to walk, and if we walked in total righteousness and true holiness, there would not be a single person sick in the church. Next verse. Wherefore put away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. We have generated a holy soul tie with our brothers and sisters. We are all members one of another. Then he says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Now, see, God tells us to do this, but do we do a very good job here? How many people do you know that get angry and are still angry the next morning? You know, every time I think about this, I think about this man. He was an older man, and he came to my church for a few years when we were in Dallas. One day he says, can I give a testimony? I said, okay. So he come up and he said, you see that woman right there? I said, yes, sir. He said, I've been married to that woman 50 years. I said, okay. He said, but last week, me and that woman got into a serious disagreement. I thought, wow, even after 50 years, huh? There are still times we can't get along. So he said, we got into a serious disagreement. He said, I literally got mad at her, and I went to bed mad at her. And he said, the next morning I woke up with a serious pain in my left side and my left leg. He said, I got thinking about what you said. Don't go to bed angry unless you give place to the devil. He thought, okay, you also said we have power over the devil. So he said, okay, devil, I'm going to kick you out. So he said, in the name of Jesus, I command the spirit to attack me in my left leg to leave. And he said, the thing put me on the floor. He said, I got up and I said, oh, God. I said, God, Lord, this ain't working. What did I do wrong? He said, this is clear. It came to me. I told you to forgive your wife. Oh, he said, did I tell you not to go to bed angry? Yes, okay, yes, Lord, I repent for going to bed angry. I won't do that no more. He said, now then, in the name of Jesus, I command this spirit to leave. And he said, it put me on the floor again. I said, okay, God, what did I do wrong now? I said, I also told you to forgive your wife. Okay, Lord, I went to my wife. I said, honey, I'm sorry I got mad at you last night. Will you forgive me? And, of course, they'd been married 50 years. And she said, of course, I forgive you. And so he went now and he said, okay, now, God, I've asked you to forgive me. I've asked her to forgive me. I've got everything taken care of. I'm not promise you I won't go to bed angry no more. He said, now then, I'm going to take authority over this pain, command it to leave. And he said, it left with no problem. Now, Cheryl and I was in Hobbs, New Mexico here a while back last year, and a lady came up and she had a pain in her right side. Now, you notice this man had a problem with a woman. And where was his problem? Left side. This woman come up and she had a pain like that in her right hip and her right leg. I said, how long? She said, 12 years. Cheryl immediately said, you have an unforgiveness toward your husband? And her daughter was with her, about a 50-year-old woman. She said, Cheryl, you hit Mama right between the eyes. Yes, Mama has an unforgiveness, not only toward Daddy, but to his brother too. I mean, she really got unforgiveness. And I said, ma'am, you can't have that unforgiveness. I said, what's happened? You've got a tormenting spirit from the Lord to torment you. She said, what? I said, yes, God has sent a tormenting spirit to put this pain in your right side because you got an unforgiveness toward your husband and his brother. I said, you have to forgive him. Well, okay. She said, Lord, I forgive my husband. I said, when you get home, will you tell him? Yes. She said, I promise I will. And I said, how about the brother-in-law? Do I have to tell him? I said, you know, I really think it would make the Lord happy if when you got home, you said, Leroy, I have learned that I have to forgive you. Now, I want you to know in Jesus' name, I can do this. And I said, walk to him, put your hand on his shoulder and said, look him right now and say, Leroy, I forgive you. And I'm going to tell you from this day forth, I'm going to love you. I don't care how you treat me or what you say to me. I'm going to love you in Jesus' name. I said, will you do that? She said, yes. Oh, she said. I said, what happened? She said, my gosh, that pain I've had for 12 years, it just left. She moved her leg around. She walked around there. She said, this is awesome. You mean that all that pain I suffered was because of them two men? I said, yes. She said, there wasn't neither one of them worth that. It was awesome. And God healed her. All she had to do was say it. We didn't, Cheryl and I, neither one even got to pray for her. Isn't that amazing how good God is? But when God says, if you hold unforgiveness, I will send a tormenting spirit to torment you. Do you think the king meant what he said? Yes, he did. And so when she forgave, she was forgiven, and we didn't even have to command this spirit to leave. God made him go away. She got instantly healed right there. I've seen several times that people would get rid of unforgiveness. I've seen the Lord deliver them without even a command from a preacher or anybody else. They just get healed. Their pain goes away when they forgive. It's amazing. But these soul ties, you know, there is so many things about soul ties, and I had no idea that it was going to take so long. And it's 5 o'clock, and I've still got about 3 or 4 pages of stuff here, so I'm not going to cover all of that. I will cover that at another time. But the one thing I want you to know about soul ties, that if you've generated, I want you to know right now how to break a soul tie. Because if you do something to generate a soul tie with someone, like you touch someone, you know, you just have a friend that you're, in fact, say you have a, we've had things that happen that's kind of almost ridiculous. Cheryl almost never has, virtually never has a headache. And here a while back, somebody called and talked to her over the phone, and they had a migraine headache, and they had an unholy soul tie between someone. And Cheryl talked to them over the phone, and by talking over the phone, when she got through and broke the soul tie, commanded the spirit to leave, the spirit came into her, and she developed a splitting headache within a few minutes. We had to break the soul tie that would, her talking to this person over the phone. We had to command that spirit to leave, and of course, then he went right away, and her headache left, and she hasn't had another headache. But it's so easy to generate a soul tie. So, in other words, you can touch objects, and you can obtain a soul tie. You can go to a hospital, and rings. Yeah, you can have rings and generate a soul tie. You know, in fact, a lot of people were aware of their father's Masonic ring. When daddy dies, they wear his Masonic ring. That will bring a devil of curse into your life, I guarantee. Or the Eastern Star. Sometimes mother was an Eastern Star and she died. And
we are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled Holy and Unholy Relationships, Soul Ties, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.